With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You head back to your cabin.
What would you like to do to prepare for your adventure in the night?
Well, go through the stuff that I no doubt meticulously packed.
Oh, yeah, you can tell me what you brought. Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is up to you what you've brought with you to camp.
I would have brought a flashlight.
Okay.
Probably would have brought, like, a water bottle or something.
Nice.
Obviously, changes of clothes and whatever, but yeah, that's yeah, not
yeah.
relevant
basic camp
right
stuff,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of, like, what I would have packed.
Slingshot? Little stinker kit?
Probably like some... I would have brought some kind of music magazine and maybe inside that music magazine...
A porno magazine?
Well, not like a porno, but like a...
Yeah. Like not quite dirty magazine level, but like maybe a lingerie catalog?
Or like a dirt bike...
Like a babe that they're interviewing about how much she likes dirt bikes
yeah.
or whatever.
And like the interview answers are all like, I just love how much it vibrates.
Yeah. The most exciting thing in the world for a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, I would have, I mean, I had the height.
Even now.
Yeah. I'm lost for words.
A babe who likes bikes?
She just loves how much they vibrate?
Whoa!
Yeah, I like to imagine that I have that dirt bike magazine and I'm like, I forgot about this. And it sort of seems like I just confiscated it off Snots.
Off Snots, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so I guess like I'll grab a flashlight and I definitely would have brought something to be like, because I also have the skateboard, but that's no use to me in the woods.
Yeah. You thinking like a weapon?
Well, I would have brought something like either like a pocket knife or a slingshot, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon.
What about, can I make a suggestion?
A brick?
Brick with a brick! I was going to say fireworks. Like cherry bombs or something like that. Just some
Cass in real life then just got so excited she dropped stuff. So I reckon cherry bombs.
Cherry bombs would definitely be in the little stinker kit.
I'll grab the cherry bombs out of the little stinker kit and my pocket knife that I got for my 13th birthday that my mom was like, oh, you're probably a bit young.
Probably
for
shouldn't
that.
Have done that. You've been hanging out too much with Holly Butcher, the knife girl. what would you have brought, Holly? What have you got
knife.
To collect? Yeah, fair enough. That's all you need.
I've got my good knife. Mm-hmm. Which is my favorite one. I've got my cleaver, which I've collected.
Of course, I've got
my bulletproof vest.
You can lead the way.
You're unstoppable.
Maybe I should put... No, okay, I can strap things to the bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's got straps on it. So.
Brilliant. So I've got my cleaver, I've got my torch, I've got my spare secret peg lively torch. Becca torch.
Yep.
And... Yeah, I don't think I need anything else.
It's so funny for Shara to be watching me just like grab, like, okay, my pocket knife and a little stinker stuff, chuck in my pockets, grab a torch, and then turn around and watch you put on a bulletproof vest, strap two knives.
Maybe Shara, like, she comes over to you, Brooke, and she's like, what are we going to be actually doing? Because, like I don't want to... She kind of just trails off. Like, she doesn't even know what the next part of the sentence would be.
Actually, Shara... Do you want to do me a huge favor? Because I don't really know what's going to happen tonight. How about, and like, I totally understand if you still want to come with, but I just realized that a very vital part of this operation is that, look, I don't know if you've noticed, Shara, but I feel like I have kind of an unfair reputation here.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're kind of like a bad boy, but like...
Shut up, Holly. Like, I imagine when you're just getting ready. I'm like talking to Shara, not like a loud conversation, but also not whispered.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she says, "You're like a bad boy," and then just over my shoulder, "Oh, oh! Holly."
But you're also like, you know, like you're sweet and nice. So like, do you want? Like, I can stay.
Holly,
I can stay here and like, yeah, like I'll maybe like I'll put pillows underneath your bed so like looks like you're sleeping here.
Yeah, that would be. Well, you're so clever, Shara. I didn't even need to ask. Basically, so, Holly.
Sorry, I'm sick.
Well, Holly, if you're sick, maybe you should stay here.
Sick and farting.
You're kind of sick.
Yeah, okay. I'll.
And if anyone comes, obviously, like, yeah, we're just
sleeping. I'll just say we're sleeping. Okay.
Thank you so much, Shara. And obviously, I'll be back before sunrise.
she leans in, gives you a little kiss on the cheek.
Well, I was going to do the same thing. So that's easy.
maybe you meet in the middle.
You meet in the middle and accidentally just full on lip to lip kiss.
Okay. So I imagine what would have happened is if, because I was going to go kiss her on the cheek and she did the same thing.
Yeah.
So we both like move forward and we're like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
And then like pull back and then I just like quickly kiss
her
on the cheek.
On the cheek. You can see she's blushing. She goes, sits down and she actually probably goes like to, because it's such a high emotion situation for her. She goes and immediately starts kind of making your beds look as though they've been slept in or that Perfect. There's someone currently sleeping in them.
Thanks, Shara. See you soon.
Of course. See you soon.
Thanks, Shara.
It's okay, Holly.
Holly.
Okay, you stepping outside your cabin?
Yep, sneaky style.
You open the door to your cabin. Mortimer Scoville is standing there at the foot of your porch. He seems really worried. He's got like this really concerned expression. Oh, you're coming out anyway. You're coming out anyway.
Go to bed.
I Muesli's gone missing.
What?
He didn't come back with the rest of them, and I don't know if you noticed this, didn't do a head count.
We'll find him.
Nobody
no, 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 Holly. What? Go tell a counselor.
Oh, you think I trust them?
Yes.
Why don't you trust them?
Because they didn't do a damn. They sent us into the woods with the wild emus.
They're not wild. They're lost.
Well, they're lost and aggressive. Look, he points to your forehead, which still has an emu backmark on it.
There's only one that's like that.
Did you notice as well that they didn't give us torches? They just sent us into the frickin' woods. Excuse my language.
Becca just gave me a torch.
Well, yeah, because you had to ask.
So go it ask
like,
more.
It was like evening to go. I'll go find it. Oh, well, you don't care about Muesli being missing then. Okay, well, never mind. Forget it.
What? Sir? What? Where's Snot?
Snot is in the cabin. I just sneak out. He was happy I was leaving, to be honest.
I don't
want to go back
don't
to
go
the
back.
Cabin.
Sir, Cabin Spinach is missing one of three people, and...
Well, you think I'm going to tell Snot? Think he's going to be of use?
How does Snot
How
not,
did he not
know?
Notice? Oh, my God. Too horny.
Well, he knows. He just doesn't care. He keeps saying, oh, Muesli will come back. He's just in the woods or
what
whatever.
What about you try that?
Why do I try not caring about Muesli? Jesus Christ, Holly. All right, whatever. Never mind, I'll go tell a counselor then. I'm sure I'll tell Monk Davy, shall I?
Well.
I'll tell Peg, whatever.
Tell Peg so her and Monk can go look together.
Yeah, this is the opportunity to play Cupid, he says.
Wait.
Yes, Holly?
Don't tell the counselors.
Okay. I probably wasn't going to realistically.
They're out looking. That's going to be bad news for us. If we see Muesli, we'll tell him to go back.
Let's roll for that. poor Mortimer Scoville. He's got such terrible friends. You got to.
Do I even consider him a friend? I've got my own.
No,
freak.
He's like Holly's weird friend. But also previous years, because it was last year that you had your encounter with Anketep the Mummy, and you joined you created the Mummy Gang, which isn't even really a collection of friends. So last year at camp, Mortimer Scoville probably just hung out by himself. You didn't even think about him. But for the first time, he's got friends.
That's so sad.
Yeah, Mort's sad, but he's chipper, which I like about it.
Wonder what I was doing during the mummy times.
Well, you would have been, you're not from Handle Creek. You're from,
you didn't even know.
You're from East Horton.
I haven't told you.
Yeah.
That'd be fucked up to drop with me.
Oh, yeah. That's like
I thought this was at the camp, the same camp last year. But yeah, that was on your own Handle Creek camp. Have fun. I was celebrating the East Horton's
with a
pigeon
or whatever.
Yeah.
East Horton pigeons win.
Yeah.
Smoked my first cigarette.
Whoa.
That's what happened with me last summer.
Well, look, Stotts does have 14 cigarettes that he's yet to pull out. So
14?
Yeah, he's got 14 in a packet he stole from his dad. Anyway, so would you like to have Mort keep believing you? Well, you've already got a lasting relationship with him. Take risks to help you. Try to persuade others to believe you. Become frightened, confused, or impressed, or infatuated.
I'd like him to convince others to...
Okay.
Believe us.
So what are we doing then? About Muesli, he says.
We.
All right, Holly, we got a couple of choices here.
Yeah.
It seems like we should probably go find this kid I feel nothing about.
That's what I'm taking.
Because we return, Holly, as heroes.
I mean.
I got my dad's halogen lamp that I brought. Give us heaps of light in the forest.
Holly, whilst we're looking for Muesli, we come back with him, I reckon anything we do will be forgiven. And, Holly, while we're out there, we just happen to find a certain hole in the fence that someone did an incredible job of cutting.
Thank you. I just feel
and
like
we
they...
go through there, just see what's going on.
Oh, I'm very about part two of that plan. I just, they don't know Muesli's missing.
Can I ask
so
a question?
So if we come back with him, they'll think we just ran away.
Yeah, that actually... Holly?
Did you say you were going to break into the military base?
We never said that.
Through the chain link fence. The one that's around McGurdy base.
When did we say
just
that?
Then you said we're going to the second part of the plan. You think I'm not listening?
Wait, did you actually say that?
Yeah, you said we'll second part of the plan, we're going through the chain link fence.
Yeah, we didn't say we're going to sneak into the military base.
Yeah,
we just said we're going into a fence.
I know what's on the other side of your fence. I've looked at maps in the area, he says.
When was the last time you saw Muesli?
Maps of the area.
Yeah, of course.
Don't worry about that.
You've got a big lamp.
I got a big lamp. I got maps of the area. I even brought my CB radio that I was going to spend time using, but it's not happening now.
When was the last time you saw Muesli?
I was going to spend time using. What sucks?
Well, I last saw Muesli because we were all heading in together, but then Schnott started talking about whacking off. And then we got into a fight.
Yeah.
And then Muesli kind of disappeared ahead of us because there wasn't enough people, so he was part of the trio. And then he was just gone in the woods. Then when there was the flash of light and the rumble or whatever, we came back to camp, but I couldn't see Muesli anywhere. And then when we were all waiting in front of the campfire, they didn't do a head count.
I'm going to regret this. All right, Mort. I'm going to go get... goddamn Snots, because maybe he knows something.
No.
Ollie, I'm sorry.
I think maybe Mort should just come with us, and we don't need to bother that.
Yeah, we don't need Snots.
I don't want you, freak.
Ollie?
I know!
That's...
Lamp, map, radio.
TV radio.
What could we... Fine.
Mort, are you an army kid?
No, I just like how radios work and maps.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song, I don't like music.
Not that kind of radio.
I've ditched my summer girlfriend, who I have ? Feelings towards, to hang out with you, Mort.
Well, I like some music, classical, some jazz, but I'm trying no music for a bit.
You're trying no music for a bit.
Just gonna see what happens if I have a year of no music.
At least my freak isn't surprising. He's just horny all the time.
You want me to get snotched?
No, please.
Well, Holly,
I don't think he was paying less attention than the counselor.
I told him that just one word really fucked
up. Purple?
Yeah.
Your bra color? Yeah.
What?
It was obviously
it's the color
a
of all the girls' bras or something.
Holly's bra is purple. What a guess.
I lied, but if I've nailed that, it was an accident. It was just so that you may have noticed, Holly, has left us alone. I sold fake information, but it turned out to be real information, and I'm sorry.
Do you want me to get the maps and the radio and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Gosh.
Feeling very comfortable in my double layers, and one of them is a bulletproof vest.
You know what? Fair enough. Now that I know that I got that right accidentally, Snots can stay here, I reckon. Just one glimpse of like a bra strap or something. And if he sees that it's actually purple, he'll fucking die.
Yeah, he'll have a stroke. Mort goes back into his cabin. You can see him steal himself before opening the door.
Just Mort.
God damn it.
Knock, 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 knock.
Mort clearly makes himself known, goes inside, and then comes back out after about 5 minutes. He's got like a map of the area under his arm. He's got a small portable battery-powered CB radio, and he's got a huge, like he's got to hold it with, well, I guess he's got one hand occupied, but it seems very heavy. Really large, high-powered torch as well.
Well, let's go.
So, Holly, you raise a really, really good point. No one knows Muesli's missing. Should we change that before we head off in, or is it just...
If we tell someone he's missing...
They'll go look.
And then they might find us.
What if we tell them he's missing and add a little bit of lies in? Because if we say we lost him near the emu farm, that's the opposite end of the woods.
Well, whatever we end up doing, let's chop chop.
So
good plan.
If we go wake up Becca or maybe Peggy...
Peg. You don't know her very well. Peggy works.
Peg. They seem to like us. I don't know. Understandably,
let's
why.
Let's check with Becca. She trusts us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enough.
The two of you make your way across. There's nobody patrolling to make sure kids are in their beds, so you're fine. You make your way to the administrative building. You walk in. The only real entrance is through the kitchen and the dining hall, but you can see that there's like a door off to a corridor where presumably the counselors are staying and where the offices are and stuff like that. You can hear music, actually.
Is it a song we recognize? Or a style of music we recognize? Is it freak music or normal music?
Normal ballad? Music. Yeah.
Is it romantic?
I would say it's a bit romantic, yes. Like, it's not like full on, this is not a fucking song.
Okay.
But it's clearly a romance song.
I, like, shoot you a look and, like, raise my eyebrows like, oh, what's going on in here?
You're going to open the door into the corridor?
It's a corridor.
Yeah.
It's corridor's safe.
Corridor's fine.
You open the door into the corridor and you can see that there's a door at the end of the hall. It's like sort of like a medium length hall. There's a door at one end. There are three doors on one side.
Three doors down.
Three doors down, exactly. And then there are two doors on the other side. You can see standing out the front, so one of the doors, the one on the right side closest to the door at the back of the hall, you can see there's like kind of like lights on in there. Looks like maybe like a little, the music sounds like it's coming from there. And out the front of this door is Becca.
Okay.
Oh, no. Three people in one room. Rough.
Oh, I didn't get
Becca's
that.
Becca's reading a book.
Yeah, maybe I'll just like make a.
Oh, sorry,
hey, Holly,
Becca.
Seeing a glimpse of your future.
Holly makes the horrible. so upset at that.
I'm joking.
So upset. Doesn't even respond to you.
You.
When the door opens.
Holly frowns, looks away.
Becca's like, oh, hey kids, you want to talk? We'll talk out in the kitchen. I think out in the dining hall.
Sure.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea, Becca. What?
Oh, just Monk and Peg are just, you know, they're. It's not important. They just wanted some alone time.
Yeah, that's also your room, right?
Well, that's this. Yeah.
Okay.
Stop.
Yeah. So, are you okay, kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why'd you come to me there?
No, Becca, actually, I'm really, really glad I'm not interrupting anything, but Mort and Snots just informed us that Muesli never came back.
Oh. Oh, dang, we didn't do a head count, she says. one's seen him?
No.
The last we heard was like during the chaos of what unfolded in the woods that he said... He was heading towards the emu farm.
Okay.
And I know that, like, with the emus, like, half of them still loose. I'm just really worried that, like...
It's more than half. We get three emus back. Okay, yeah, sure.
Three?
Yeah, three of the 15. Yeah, there's a lot of emus still in the woods, she says. Apparently,
he had so much rope.
Yeah. Okay. Holly, you're the only one who picks up on this. This is like as Becca gets up, she was maybe like squatting down to your level because she's a bit taller. As she gets up to go back to get the other counselors, you can see there's like a kind of smug expression on her face. Like maybe she's quite happy that she can interrupt whatever's happening in their room so that she can get all of the counselors mobilized. She walks back down the hallway.
Oh, Peg's gonna hate me.
Bangs on the door. And she's like, quit making out in there, okay? We got a kid missing. And the door opens, Peg and Monk come out. They look a little, they don't look like they were full on in estrus. But they just look like they were necking. And they kind of like, you know, sort of neaten themselves up, and the counselors start talking. You think you've alerted them to the disappearance of Muesli? Are you going to stick around, or what's the plan?
I think, Holly, our plan should be, let's head back towards the cabins, but keep an eye on the emu farm, and when they're all near there, then we go the other way to the woods.
That's a really good plan.
Okay.
And if we forget to tell Mort, I'm shrugging. I mean, you could slip our mind. We're busy.
We're so busy. I think, well, I'm pretty tired. Are you guys okay to look?
Yeah, Becca says, we're fine. You, Peg Lively, she doesn't shoot you an unhappy glance because a kid is missing. But maybe she just sees you and gives you a little wave. Yeah, we're fine. We'll look for Muesli. You get back to your cabins. We don't want any more missing kids, she says.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks so sorry. Much, Becca.
Sorry. Sorry, Peg. Sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Sorry.
The two of you leave the dining hall and back into the camp properly. You can see the embers of the campfire are kind of the only thing illuminating the area right now.
So that was pretty rough to see. Hey, Holly.
Let's go.
The sky above is clear, full of stars. As you head back toward...
People pashing's yuck. Holly doesn't want any of it.
As you head back toward the woods, you can see Mort is just waiting for you. He's hey, not Mort. Going anywhere. All right, let's go.
No, wait, Mort.
What?
Sit. No, I'm kidding. here's the plan, Mort. The camp counselors now know.
Yeah, okay.
Which is good.
We'll see.
They seem pretty disappointed in themselves they didn't do a head count.
Yeah, they should be. Mm. It's like they're one responsibility. I mean, they got many others, but that's a pretty important one.
What we're going to do, we told them that we last saw Muesli heading towards the emu farm.
Why would you lie?
Because, Mort.
So now we have only our eyes looking for Muesli. They're in the wrong direction.
Well, Mort, earlier when I said go tell the camp counselors, you said you don't trust them.
Why? I think it was a worthless thing to do anyway. We got to chop chop. Let's move.
You know what? He's right. Let's move.
Okay, Mort.
Mort.
Let's move. Lead the way, Mort.
Mort starts marching into the forest. He clicks on the lamp. It's almost like it's daytime. It illuminates the forest so well.
Jesus.
Nice.
I
give you a look like, see?
What
you gotta have a freak on side.
You need some freaks are good.
What? I'm sure like your freak will come in handy when we've got a horny mission. But this one's army.
Holly, you're the only one who notices this. You turn to start walking to the forest, and kind of Mort is sort of shining his lamp around.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, as it illuminates a section of the forest very briefly before turning, you see about three emus just standing very still, staring ahead. Their eyes kind of like reflect in the light as it passes by. They're standing in a very unnatural way for emus. They're not moving. They're just very still staring forward.
Wait, go back. I grab the lamp and sort of flick it back toward the emus.
They're not there anymore. They've disappeared. What'd you see? Was it Muesli?
It was emus.
Oh. Well, yeah, you hear emus in the woods, so we gotta find Muesli. He takes the torch back off you and starts shining it around
they
looking
were weird,
for emu.
Though. They were just standing.
What were
there?
You doing?
Nothing.
Well, that's good. Didn't mean you're not coming for us.
But that's. I feel around all my emu bumps. That's not like them.
I like rub your back. You okay? What happened?
I don't know. So why were they standing like that?
Standing like what? I didn't see them.
They just didn't move, but then they were gone, and now I can't see them. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Huh.
Okay, I suppose that's a good thing if they're not attacking us.
So
seems like a win to me.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Shut up, Mort. So they were just standing there, and then they were gone? Were they moving?
No.
No, but were they moving?
No. They were just standing there.
I didn't mean were they walking and standing still, Holly. I meant like were they like moving their heads or anything? That's pretty weird.
So are you heading for the military base or are you looking for Muesli?
No, we're heading for the military base. Okay. Muesli is... Muesli will happen if it happens.
Mort, I reckon he probably got scared and there was a perfectly cut hole, thumbs up to Holly, in the fence. So there's a big chance that he just went through that. And we know that there's a cabin there, so maybe he just took shelter. I reckon that's the first place to check, Mort.
Mort shakes his head at you. That's stupid, he says.
Why is that stupid?
Why would you go through, like, he knows where the camp is. He probably head in that direction. He wouldn't go through the fence into the military base. He doesn't want to get shot.
If you think he knows where the camp is, why are we looking not at camp?
Because he would have gotten lost. I'm saying that I don't think he would have gone into the military base. I think he's cleverer than that. Cleverer than the two of you, he says.
Well, you can look for him if you'd like.
Well, would you like to go back to camp?
Well, you know what? I'll look for it myself. Okay? Never mind. You two enjoy going into the military base and being experimented on or whatever. Mort turns around and illuminating the forest, he just sort of like disappears. You see his light bobbing away and kind of getting fainter and fainter and fainter as he goes into the water.
How he's going to stack up against the emus.
Okay, I whip out torch number one.
Mm-hmm. And I take out my torch too.
These torches are way less bright, obviously, than Mort's, but they are still, you know, more than serviceable for illuminating the forest. And you're going to seek out the military base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know what this role is. I know what this role is.
We really got rid of the guy with the torch on the map, didn't we?
You find yourselves lost pretty quickly.
Okay, yeah.
You're like, Mort's torch was obviously fine. Like, your torches are fine.
Yeah.
But Mort's torch kind of allowed you to get your bearings in the dark.
Yeah.
The torches you have now, they just don't penetrate the darkness enough to make kind of orienting yourself like something you can really do. You're pretty much completely lost.
Is it like, lost in the sense that we don't know where we are in relation to anything, or lost as in like we're like, all right, well, the camp, we can see light?
I would say you don't know where you are in relation to anything.
Guess there's now three missing kids. Hey,
can we try again?
Sure. I'm going to call this pushing the roll, though. So you will have to take a condition for this. Let's call it just at a negative one. You're both upset, however you want to interpret that.
I'm back to stomping.
Yeah, you're more lost. You try again, like you give it another whack, and you think you've actually gone deeper into the forest as opposed to closer to any kind of civilization.
Can we see the paths?
No, there's no path under you whatsoever. All around you are like towering pine trees and a thick canopy above you which blocks out the stars.
Oh.
It's quite dark.
I'm going to have a climb. And I'll see what I can see.
Because
I can climb a tree.
Oh, that's true. You can climb a tree.
I'm going to go straight up to the top and see which way is good.
Okay.
All right, I'll spot you, Holly. Good luck.
You climb. You don't need to make the roll again from your time you did it as a gorilla. You climb up to the top of the tree, and you finally, like, you're quite, I would say you're quite high up. Like, to the point where if you fell, you would probably die. We're talking that sort of.
I'd catch her. It's fine.
That's good. Below you, Brick is just like a little tiny kind of like you can just see the torchlight. You can't even really see him. You,
Holly, you're really high.
What?
actually, yeah, there you go. Success. As you're climbing, you see I'll say an owl sitting in like one of the branches. Just like maybe you hoist yourself up onto a kind of thick branch that you think will support your weight, and you look to a branch kind of like opposite you, and there's an owl staring and still, just like the emus were. It's not moving. It doesn't even seem like it's got like it doesn't even seem like it's breathing. It just is looking at you.
It's looking at me?
Yeah.
I stare back.
The owl continues to stare at you.
What?
The owl doesn't say anything.
Not even who?
No, it doesn't even hoot. What would you like to do?
Can I move my head to see if it follows my eyes?
It doesn't follow your eyes, but you realize if you shift along the branch, its head moves to track you.
Oh.
Very
no.
Smoothly. Yeah, it's tracking your movement along the branch.
Can I grab the owl?
We'll give it a go. You reach out to grab the owl. You're successful. Your hand connects around it, but then your hand goes through it and it becomes like sand in your hand. It becomes like a strange powdery metal sand and then just kind of like dissipates into the tree. Maybe Brick, you get like a little bit of sand raining down on your head.
Holly, you okay?
Yeah.
Do you see anything? Also, was there sand up there? That was sand, right? Felt like sand.
I'll be right down.
Brick, you look down at your feet and you can see that there's a squirrel. Like, mm-hmm. It didn't seem like it was there. You didn't see it come into the light. There's just a squirrel down by your feet.
Hey, little buddy.
It's staring up at you and not moving.
Weird. I, like, squat down and look at him, like, put my hand out.
Its head tracks your movement as you squat down.
I, like, put my hand out to kind of be like...
Like, oh, hey, little fella.
Hey. Holly, there's a squirrel here. Squirrels rock.
You reach out and, like, you kind of do your best to make yourself seem non-threatening to the squirrel.
It's hard for you. Much like in real life.
Yeah. But you do your best to make yourself seem, like, yeah, non-threatening so that the squirrel will come over to you. It won't run away. But that it has the opposite effect. You know it's worked. You know that on a regular squirrel, it might eat out of your hand. But this squirrel, it almost acts like a predator in that it suddenly doesn't see you as a threat and it disappears back into the forest. It turns around and scurries into the darkness.
What would you like to
do? I'll kill you, squirrel. What would you like to do in the tree, Holly?
Can I see...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Which way the military base is?
You poke your head out. You can see the military base in the distance. And yeah, you can kind of see the direction where you are. I would say you can see the top of the fence. And you can see that the military base is quite a distance away from that fence, like probably like a half hour's walk, something like that. And then you can see low concrete buildings and an airstrip and like a big car park and munitions buildings and that kind of thing.
Okay.
You can also see probably where the camp is. You can't really see the camp itself, but you can see where there are no trees, and you got to assume that's it. You can also see two mountains that you probably don't remember the names of in the distance, kind of in the opposite direction from the military base.
Can I see Mort?
Good question. No. The canopy is just too thick.
Okay. I would like to, in the direction that we need to walk, see if I can pick and drop a pine cone sort of in the direction from the tree.
Okay, you see a pine cone just drop. You don't know if she's got it right. Well, you actually don't know what the pine cone's for.
Holly, you good?
Yeah, pay attention to where the pine cone hits. I drop another pine cone.
The ground?
A pine cone lands in the opposite Holly, part of where the first one did.
Both have just hit the ground on either side of me.
Gonna try again?
Don't hit me.
All right.
Also, there's a squirrel. I'm real pissed off with it.
Was it sand?
What? No, what?
I'll be right down. Can I face my bum toward the military base and try and climb down in a straight line?
Sure.
That's awesome because you could also use your face for that, but it's better to use your arm.
Down the tree. Jackson gets it.
Yeah, but if you're climbing down the tree
facing the military base, it's still the same thing.
Well, yeah, I guess... Because you'd be facing through the tree, but...
Yeah, that makes no sense to me. Bum forward orienteering is the way of the future.
Holly Butcher...
I used my ass more. I didn't realize that was an option.
Holly Butcher comes down the tree in a third different direction to the two pine cones.
Oh, my God.
So you have... I'm going to say you have a pine cone facing north. You have a pine cone facing south. And you have a pine cone facing east.
You mean which my bum is the pine cone?
Yeah, a bum facing east. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, I pivot from the tree and point in the direction my bum was facing.
Okay.
We need to what? the military base is this way.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Sorry.
That's so horrible, right?
Yeah. Have you noticed, like, animals seem to be acting weird.
Yeah. That sand you felt?
Yeah.
That was an owl.
You killed an owl?
No, I touched an owl, and it fell to sand in my hand.
What? Holy.
I don't know how else to say that, because
like,
that's crazy.
Hey, your words.
What happened with your squirrel?
Just pissed me off. It came up to me, and then, you know how I'm great with animals.
Yeah.
It seemed like it got annoyed with me and then left. I didn't touch it, though.
What did you do?
Just like, hey, bud, what's up? It was just standing next to me. Yeah. It came up to me and then, like, it clearly wanted something. I just tried to give it what it might have wanted, like some food or just, like, a pat or something. And then it was just turned its back and run. But, like, so not in a scared animal way. It was weird.
It didn't let you touch it?
No.
The owl let me touch it.
Well,
so, the owl turned to sand. It's still a little like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
The owl turned to sand. Those three emus you saw earlier were also weird, right?
Yeah. They just stood there.
And then when you turned back, they weren't there, right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't see them at all. I was right there with you.
Maybe they turned to sand too.
Okay.
I'm still pointing in the direction of the military base. Let's keep going.
Okay. So I look at the pine cones. I'm like, so this is a third direction? Is this the one to...
Well, surely the pine cones could have bounced on branches. I climbed myself.
Oh, so I... Okay, so is this like a world famous Holly thing where I know immediately what you're doing and how you figured this out?
No.
Okay. What? Yeah.
I remember from the tree, which way to go? It's this way.
Okay.
The two of you.
Because that makes the most sense, right? If I dropped a pine cone, the pine cone could have bounced off branches, but I kept track
you
of where
kept
I was.
Your butt in the right direction.
I like that you're not sharing that information with
No. Rick. I'm not telling you about my halter goal method. That would be insane.
I think if someone said, I just point my hole to the goal, that would stop me as an adult
in your
man
tracks.
Dead in my tracks.
Yeah, thankfully, your hold-a-goal strategy was the correct one.
Thank God.
Both of your pine cones, you realize now, would have just completely sent you off in the wrong direction.
Oh, thank God.
But you find yourselves at the chain link fence for the military base. You find yourself pretty much exactly
well,
where you cut
the hole.
Hole, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at the chain link fence, the hole's there.
Hey, I don't know how you figured out how to get here, but you got us here. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
You're a motherfucker.
Yeah, well,
as a BM,
yeah.
That's me, Joel, to my good friend and BM Jackson. Fuck you.
Well, look, hey, that's the way the freaking cookie crumbles.
That's the way the bell moves.
It's fucking annoying that I noticed what just happened, but I didn't notice, and I don't know what's going on. Anyway,
all right, it's time to go through the fence. I reckon I'm gonna shoot on through.
Okay.
All right, Holly, do you want to lead the way? Or do you want me to lead the way?
Nah, I already start climbing through.
I mean, it does make sense for you to lead the way since you're literally wearing military grade protection.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to use you as a human shield.
Okay, so where are you heading in the military base? Like I said, a little bit in there is that sort of like a small concrete low building.
Should we see if anything in that building's changed? Because
yeah.
I reckon for sure if the military know anything about what's going on around here, they would have sent someone here to investigate.
Yeah, let's take a sneaky peep.
You approach the small, low concrete building where you got the bulletproof vest from. The lights seem like they're off inside, but as you get closer, you can hear coming from it a sort of beeping noise.
Can I have an example of that beeping?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you.
Beep, 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 beep.
So it's Morse?
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, it sounds Morse.
That sounds Morse. I don't know Morse code.
I don't know Morse code.
Only you'd kept Mortimer Scoville around.
He wouldn't have fucking come.
Yeah, he wouldn't. You would have taken some convincing. You can hear that. You've not looked inside, though, yet.
I want to look inside. Sneaky-wise.
Okay.
Sneaky styles.
Maybe, hey, it's a military base. Hey, it's like some kind of like radio thing, and if they're communicating with Morse code, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's Morse code. There's probably going to be a
like
book.
It.
Like a guide.
But if you spoke English, you wouldn't need a dictionary.
What's your sneak, Holly?
Four.
What's your reasoning?
No,
there,
three.
Holly?
Three. My sneak is three. My body is four.
Yeah. Okay. You're very lucky. You peer, you like place your fingers at the base of the windowsill and raise your head slowly up. You got an extra success on this. So you can give a success to another kid, or you can find something unexpected or more of what you were looking for. So I'll tell you what you see inside, first of all. There is a soldier in this low building currently. They are sitting up against that microphone, and they are having some kind of, it seems like some kind of conversation in Morse code.
Are they saying beep?
No, they're not saying beep. They're making beeps.
Okay. Why are they on a microphone?
Well, you don't know. The microphone is there as well as the beeping thing. Maybe they have the option of talking, but currently they are using Morse code.
Okay. Can I please find more of what I'm looking for?
What are you looking for?
Okay, maybe I should go for the surprise.
Well, you're looking for information.
Yeah, we're looking for information, pretty much evidence that they know what's happening.
Okay, you can I would say that the evidence you get that they know what's happening is this soldier is stressed. You can see that he is really, really worried. And his beeping, the conversation he's having, has a kind of frantic nature to it. Like it's kind of being done in panic.
Panicked beeps.
Yeah. You're hearing a bunch of panicked beeps.
I duck back down.
What'd you see?
A soldier.
Fuck.
He looks so stressed.
The soldier is also armed, I should say.
How many arms?
Just the two and one gun.
No! He's got three arms.
The regulation amount, plus one.
Plus one for gun, yeah.
There's a soldier?
And he has a gun.
Fuck.
I know.
That makes me more curious, but...
I know!
I think my parents would be pretty pissed if I got shot.
I think mine would be pretty surprised it wasn't stabbing. But I don't think it would be too far-fetched.
Look.
If I push someone too far.
Look, I'm right there with you. I totally understand. My parents would probably not be shocked, but they would be pissed.
They wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I would hate to get grounded whilst recovering from a bullet wound.
Getting grounded in hell. Oh,
this truly is
to even do here.
The beeping stops.
I panic. Like, I mean, like my brain just wants to be like, hide. And then I'm like, wait, we are hiding.
You can hear the sound of somebody standing up inside.
I put my hand over your mouth even though I'm the one talking.
You can hear the door unlocking.
Can we scurry around to the opposite side of where the door is?
You can. That'll be
so
cool.
I imagine we're facing each other. I've covered your mouth. I still don't know why.
You've covered my mouth and you're like...
I cover my own mouth, cover your mouth. I'm like gesturing with my eyes to be like, walk away. Like what you just said, scurry.
Yeah.
Holly, you're like a ghost. You just slink back around to the other side.
Don't like that you've been called out for this, Holly, yet the name Brick hasn't come up.
You slide around to the other side of the small building, like you're on the opposite side of where the door is. Brick, maybe you're just a little too frozen with fear, and it just takes you a little bit too long to get going.
Born heavy.
Yeah. Maybe for once, the fact that you were born heavy is not working in your favor. Because as Holly disappears around in front of you, behind you, hey, a guy is yelling. Kid, what the hell are you doing here?
Hey,
turn around.
I turn around.
You're not meant to be here, kid. You know this?
I'm lost.
All right, well, hey, I'll march you out of here.
Yeah.
You from the camp?
Yeah, thank
you. Jesus Christ, that fucking camp.
Well, so sir, I am so sorry. First of all, thank you for your service. And secondly... secondly, thank you so much for helping me. Yeah, there was flashing lights and I got lost in the woods.
Yeah. Okay.
The camp didn't even like check.
He puts
to
up
make
a
sure.
finger to make you shut up. Yeah, I got a kid. He's at the perimeter. He's at the western perimeter. I don't know how the fuck he got in. I'm going to see if I can. There must be a hole or something. I'm going to see if I can just take him back to the camp that way. All right. Over.
Hey, what was your name?
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to tell you my name. What's
that,
your name, though?
My name is Mort.
You're lucky you just barely charmed him with the last one. Let's see if this lie slides on by. Yeah, you're very lucky it does. Okay.
So
Mort, surname?
Scoville.
Mort Scoville, okay.
Hey, I know that I have totally fucked up here, but do you mind if you, like, when you take me back to the camp, just drop me off at the perimeter? I promise I'll walk straight back in. They will be so angry with me, and I honestly just got lost.
He, like,
I don't think, I mean,
you see him, like, he rolls up his sleeve and looks at a watch, and then he looks at the sky. Yeah. Fine.
Thank you so much. And again,
just you? He says there's no other kids around.
No, it's just me.
Okay. All right.
What?
I'm about to be alone.
You're led away from the small building.
Yeah.
You can see he's kind of like glancing around as well. Like he doesn't quite 100% believe you, but he also seems so harried that he's like, I just got to get this kid out of here.
I'm just a kid.
He moves you for, I'm going to say you walk, you leave Holly in the dust. You walk for about, you maybe see Holly in the dark because you know where she's hiding, but you're just led away along the western perimeter fence quite a bit back toward camp. And then there's like a small door that's kind of like away from the path, so you didn't see it on your first arrival here. Small door, which he pulls out a key, unlocks, opens, walks you through, closes it behind him, locks, and it says, all right, kid, you know the way back to camp?
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
get a call like about a lost kid or anything tomorrow.
No. I don't even think they'll notice that I'm missing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You seen anything? It's like you remember something. Seen anything strange?
When we were in the forest before, like the thing that freaked me out, the woods, sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
When I was in the woods before, the thing that freaked me out was it was like a rumbling and then like a big flash.
Can you tell me the first thing you remember? I mean, ever.
Ever?
Yeah. What's your first memory, kid?
That's a great question. Probably like early school.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, no reason. All right, you have a good night. He turns around and disappears back toward the...
That would have fucked me off. I would have turned around and been like, my first memory, and then would have been thinking, and then I probably would have turned around and be like, is there anything I should be... if
He's gone. He's...
Hey, sir!
He turns over his shoulder. Yeah!
What do you mean? Is there something I should be worried
about? It's classified. You'll be okay. Just get back to camp.
The fuck?
He turns back. Holly, what are you doing? You see
waiting.
Brick. Okay, you just
he'll come back.
There?
I know he'll come back.
Okay, you see as this officer, this soldier returns. He like, you're probably gonna need to sneak away because you see he's gonna do a perimeter of the.
Right. In between them, I want to have. Can I when he gets out of sight?
Yeah.
Can I try and get
going
in? Yeah.
Holly Butcher. Okay, yeah, you can slip in, no problem. Nobody seems to be watching. What are you looking for?
What am I looking at?
So inside this room, like I said before, there is a small desk. On the desk, there is what is clearly a Morse code machine, as well as a sort of like a microphone, some kind of communication device. There is a map kind of case that's got a lot of different maps of the area, you assume, in there. There is also a locker, which appears to be locked at the moment. And that's about it. It seems like it's just kind of like a small communication building on the edge of the military base, of McGurdy base.
How locked is this locker?
Well, you can go up and give it a try.
I'll give it a crack.
There's a click. and the locker opens up and you can see it is full of weapons. So there are, I would say, three military rifles in there. There's probably a small case. There's a lot of ammunition and I'd say some ordnance, some explosives as well.
Okay.
I'm going to say grenades. I'm going to say that there is probably around 6 grenades in the base. This appears to just be an emergency cache.
Oh.
Are you in your bulletproof vest going to steal a freaking rifle? Anyway, what are you...
Is there a little gun?
No, no little guns.
No handguns.
Nothing. You think if you needed to conceal something on your body, it would either be the bullets, which probably wouldn't be of much use to you, or a grenade.
Well, I guess I'll just take a grenade then.
Okay. You pick up a grenade and you just tuck it into the flak jacket somewhere.
Uh-huh. Okay. How many grenades are there in there?
6. You can take 2 grenades.
I'm gonna take 2 grenades. It would be rude not to pick one up for my friend.
Yeah, that's very
and the
fair.
rifles are big, right?
Yeah.
That's as big as me.
You think you would really struggle to not hide a rifle in your body, yeah.
Okay, I quickly lock I take 2 grenades and I lock that locker up.
Okay, no worries.
And I take them from the back as well, so at first glance.
You're not going to notice.
Yeah.
As you close it and relock it, you can hear footsteps coming around close to the door. You think you were too distracted and you completely missed this soldier returning to his post.
Do I have time to get out?
You probably don't have time to get out. What would you like to do?
Can I get back in the lock? I can't lock it from the inside.
You probably can't lock it from the inside. It would probably shut, but it would be... If this soldier investigated it, they would absolutely be able to tell that it was unlocked presently and that something was amiss. You could. I'll give you a roll to scan the area for places to conceivably hide.
Yes, please. Because I'm thinking under the desk, but like how much in shadow?
That's where his knees will be.
But I'm small.
That is true. All right.
Small. I'm just a little kid.
Okay. You think that you could probably hide under the desk.
Then that's where I go.
You slide under the desk, but the moment you slide under the desk, you realize there is absolutely not enough room for you. And the moment he pulls himself in, his knees are just going to collide with your head. He closes the door behind him and he starts to take a couple of steps. He pulls out the chair. Is there anything you'd like to do? Are you got any obviously you're just going to wait to get kneed in the forehead.
Can I like squish myself against the back of, can I do anything to contort myself away?
You try your hardest to squish yourself against the back wall, but the moment he sits down, his knee, it hits you in the chin. There's just no way you could have hid. He slides the chair back and reaches under and grabs you by the scruff and pulls you out from underneath the table. That fucking kid lied to me, he says.
No, no.
What are you doing in here?
I followed
You're in
him.
A lot of trouble. You no. know that? You're in a lot of trouble.
No, I'm not. I followed him. He didn't know I was here.
I don't have time for this, he says. Jesus Christ, what's your name?
Snots.
Your name's Snots?
Yeah.
Let's roll to see if he believes that. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe anybody. Your name's not Snots. Tell me your real name, little girl. Come on.
Scott.
I'm going to call this pushing the roll. So you will take a condition. What's your real name? You're now at a -2 for everything till you hang out with Peg again. Come on. You're going to be in a lot of trouble unless you tell me your real name.
Peg.
Peg? What did Peg ever do to you?
She was the first person I thought of. I'm upset.
Peg. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Surname?
Scoville.
You marked Scoville's sister?
Yeah, I just got worried about him.
So you snuck into a contained facility and then a building within that contained facility?
I didn't know I did that.
You were hiding under the desk, little miss.
Yeah, because it's scary. It's so dark and there was that big flash.
Jesus Christ. He, by the scruff of your collar, pulls you out, and the moment he grabs you, he's like, what the fuck? And he unbuttons the, like, he, like, what? Realizes that you have knives and grenades. I gotta call this in, he says. He,
no,
like,
you don't.
Just wait there. He goes over to the microphone, and he starts talking into it. What would you like to do?
They pull the cord on the microphone.
You pull the cord on the microphone, and he turns around, he's like, he goes to his walkie-talkie. Yeah, I get a break in here on the western perimeter. Yeah, some it's somebody from the summer camp, but she's.
I put my hand over the walkie-talkie.
You're about to get fucking court-martialed.
I'm gonna call in a code red.
You can't. He just like pushes you away. He's an adult. He just pushes you away, moves around, and keeps talking into the walkie-talkie.
Yeah, it's the 80s. No one's going to care if they hit a kid.
If you could just send a couple of people to just like bring her back to the base, call her parents. We got a Peg Scoville, I think is her name. And we had a Mortimer Scoville as well. So if you can send somebody to try and find a Mortimer Scoville, because we got a couple of break-ins here. I thought it was just an accident, but yeah, so you can get.
It was an accident.
Yeah, he puts up a finger. Sure, yeah, if you could send two people to help us out here. Okay.
He's lying.
Over and out. He sits down at the chair, and he probably plugs back in the microphone, and he goes back to putting in Morse code, but he's keeping an eye on you.
Has he confiscated the military?
Yes, oh, absolutely. You no longer have, your knives have also been taken.
Oh, you're very upset now.
That one was a present.
I'm sorry, we don't break into a military base, he says. I don't think a child should have knives. He's got them laid out on, like, the desk next to him. He's put the grenades back. He's put the military jacket back in the cabinet as well, and he's locked it again.
If I'll let him tap out some military stuff, what are you saying?
He ignores you. He's just tapping it out, but every now and then he glances at you just to make sure that you're not going anywhere. Brick,
what are you doing here?
He if you ask him any questions, he flat out ignores you.
Brick, even if I ask him his name?
Yeah, he is pretty much your person non grata to him. He's ignoring you until somebody comes to pick you up. Brick, you are standing on the other side of the fence on the western perimeter, or kind of like the northwestern perimeter at this point.
Two questions.
Shoot.
One, would I remember how to get back there?
You could try.
Two, how long am I standing there before I'm like,
Well,
nothing's happened with Holly. She hasn't come back.
I would say pretty quickly you realize that Holly, because you kind of would assume that maybe she would follow or she would come and try and find you, but it's pretty clear within, I'd say, like a couple of minutes that that's not happened.
How far away am I from the camp?
From the camp at this point, well, the thing is, you don't know. You just convinced the soldier to drop you off at the perimeter.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So can I see the camp?
You can't see the camp.
No light or anything. I'm literally just standing in the dark. No idea what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, actually, you know, having said, like, could you find your way back to the where you went in? Yeah, because you're on the fence. So yeah, you could probably follow the fence back to the hole, but you could also just go back to camp. Like, it would, either one would be, it'd be easier to get back the hole than back to camp, but
I look down, I'm like, so like, I stand there for like a minute or two, and I'm like, no, Holly, something's fucked up. I like stand there for a second, I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck the camp, back to the hole, let's go.
All right, you follow the fence perimeter back to the hole, and I would say you can... By this point, obviously, Holly has been found out.
Yeah.
You're back at the hole.
Can I see into from
Not
the
from
hole?
This angle. You'd have to climb back into the military base.
Fuck. That's all right. So, like, I'm, like, scanning around. I can't see the soldier.
You can't see the soldier or Holly.
Okay. Fuck, my sneak sucks. I'm not a sneaking
you
guy.
You could remember the time you did a kickflip for an automatic success.
Fuck. Fuck, I'm not a sneaking guy. But when my back's been up against the wall, I have been able to land a kickflip. So maybe I'm, like, great under pressure. So sneak up to the window.
Just like with that thrumming in your head, the joy and elation you felt. Mm. Maybe you're right. Under pressure, when the chips are down, that's when all of your skills become apparent.
When the chips are down, brick stands up.
you make your way over to the building, and I'm going to say with that sneak roll, you can also look in. You see Holly stripped of her, all of anything she's stolen over the past day, and the soldier. They don't seem to have noticed you yet. Although, Holly, I will give you a roll to notice Brick. You can see Brick. You can see Brick. You see the top of Brick's head, the bandana first, and then Brick's eyes poking in through that tiny little window.
I widen my eyes a little bit to say, you!
I'm very much... So, are both Holly and the security guard... soldier, I should say.
So, the soldier is facing probably... you're looking in through the side of the building, from one of the side walls. You can see the profile of the soldier as he is Morse coding into this machine. He doesn't seem to be noticing you. He's kind of like, he is pretty distracted.
If I pull, basically what I'm asking is like, so he would only really see me out of his peripherals,
yes,
really.
But Holly is standing like up against the wall looking at the window, so she can see it pretty easy.
What's separating, say, Holly and the door?
Holly's pretty close to the door. I mean, if you opened the door, you'd be right on top of Holly, basically. She'd be right there.
All right. So I put my head up in front of the window. Holly looking at me, I'm looking at you, and I mouth, wait for the signal.
I like give the smallest nod I possibly can.
And then I say, you'll know it.
Okay, what's the signal?
So, I drop back down underneath the window.
Yeah.
And I reach into my pocket.
Of course!
The cherry bombs, baby! I'm not a fuckhead.
Yeah.
So when I throw them away from the fence.
Yeah.
So obviously the hole in the fence, unless I fucked this up, it's like the hole in the fence, walk through the hole in the fence, there's a building.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then obviously there's like field and stuff on the other side. I'm throwing those cherry bombs the other side into the fields.
Nice. Okay, you...
Just like all of them, like a whole handful. So, not all of them. I keep one.
Okay.
But it's still a handful.
So a handful of cherry bombs you light and then throw.
Yeah.
You, as you do that as well, you can see very briefly, kind of in the distance, in the darkness, the light of two cigarettes that you assume are two soldiers coming to get Holly. You assume, or that are just coming to check out the area. You don't know. The cherry bombs land, and Holly, you inside just hear, it sounds like gunfire is happening outside. You hear the two soldiers with cigarettes in their mouths be like, ah, and start just like they yell. You see the two soldiers move toward the cherry bombs. Inside, the soldier, like on doing Morse code, like gets up, turns, stay there, he says. And he opens the door and he goes out to investigate too.
I grab the knife. I grab the grenade. I'll just grab a knife and one grenade because okay, I need to be quick.
You probably, yeah, to put on the flak jacket probably don't have the time. Okay, Holly emerges outside of the building with a grenade in one hand and a knife in the other.
I like, for a moment, I'm like, hell yeah. And then I'm like, run.
The two of you bolt, I assume, unless being more deranged.
No.
The two of you bolt out of the military base, you crawl through the hole and back into the woods. You're kind of not even really paying attention to where you're going in the woods. Your aim is just to get as far away as humanly possible from the soldiers and the military base. Maybe you find a little place like near like a tree stump or something. Maybe it's the tree stump from earlier covered in ants, and you kind of hunker down near it and just sit quietly for a bit, waiting and breathing and waiting to see if there are any consequences. It doesn't seem like there. After I'd say about maybe 20 minutes, nobody's come for you. And the kind of like the chaos is kind of dissipated and the woods are just full of hooting owls and creaking crickets and that kind of thing again.
Are you okay? Did they hurt you?
No, I think I'm fine.
That's good.
Did they hurt you?
No. I just said I was Mort and they let me go. So Mort's probably fucked, but that's funny to me.
I said I was Mort's sister, Peg.
Well, did they ask for a last name?
I said Scoville.
Okay, well, that's should be okay, provided they don't come into the camp and try and ID us by face. But if they just ask for a name, we're good. So they took your flak jacket and...
They took everything.
Everything? Did you get at least a knife? Well, actually, no, I saw you holding it up.
So you've got the knife and a grenade.
Yeah.
And I see you've got a grenade now.
I mean, yours look pretty fun.
Both of you, in the middle of this conversation, you hear a twig snap.
I got quiet.
I put my hand over your mouth, and this time over my mouth.